From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama orders an increase in the number of U.S. Special Operations Forces in Syria. Mr. Obama is urging European nations to ramp up their contributions to the coalition fighting the Islamic State group. Speaking at an industrial trade fair Monday in Hanover, Germany, the U.S. president says up to 250 additional personnel will join a team of about 50 U.S. troops in Syria.
Just as I've approved additional support for Iraqi forces against ISIL, I've decided to increase U.S. support for local forces fighting ISIL in Syria.
Earlier this month, the United States announced the deployment of an additional 200 troops and several Apache attack helicopters to Iraq. Diplomatic sources say a group of Taliban negotiators has arrived in Pakistan for exploratory meetings with authorities in Islamabad. The sources say the visit is part of efforts that Pakistan is making to facilitate resumption of Afghan peace and reconciliation talks. But when contacted by VOA, a Taliban spokesman said he was unaware that the delegation had traveled to Pakistan. The development comes as the same day as Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani told Parliament that Pakistan is to blame for not stopping fugitive Taliban leaders from plotting violence in Afghanistan. Saudi Arabia unveiled a long-term plan that could result in its most significant economic changes in decades. The plan would propose a shift away from the dependence on petroleum as the country's most valuable asset. Saudi Arabia's economy has been hit hard by sharp drops in crude oil prices, forcing the world's largest exporter of oil to find new sources of income. This is VOA News.